Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Hey guys, we are back once again here at China232.com. We are feeling excellent today, especially. Not that we don't normally, but today is also a good day. I'm here with my eldest brother and only brother, Andrew Best, actually.
Hey, Addy.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, you just said you're great. I'm great, too, because you're great. And the listeners are great.
Can we say that everyone is great?
Yep, everyone that has anything to do with China 232 is great. You should be smiling right now.
Right, it's almost like an excellent team, a team of excellence.
Yeah, I love this group. This is starting to get really good. Here we go. We're talking about what, Ed?
We're going to be talking about a computer and maybe some sort of a problem with it.
Yeah.
It's another dialogue, and we will jump right in. We'll have Andrew...
Some sort of a computer problem. And this one, actually, I always have computer problems and bother Ad, so this is pretty realistic of what we would say and do.
Right, I'm a little bit of what they might call a tech guru.
He's excellent with technology, and I'm what they call a lazy butt.
Right.
So anyway, here we go. Ad, is your computer working okay?
It's fine. Why?
Well, every time I open Firefox, 5 windows pop up automatically and they all close. It's really annoying.
You obviously have some kind of virus. Didn't you install antivirus software on your computer?
I did, but I've been too lazy to update it.
Good move. How did you get it, by the way?
Someone sent me a file on MSN Messenger about vacation pics, and I opened it.
I can't believe you fell for that. Have fun reformatting your computer.
Hey, can you do it for me?
Nice try.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Good. Okay, let's talk about some of these glorious terms.
Okay. Firefox, Ad, take it away.
Okay, Firefox is what they call a web browser. It just means a kind of program where you're allowed to look at different websites, right? Internet Explorer is also a very popular web browser.
And Netscape. Now, I wanted to mention Firefox because I think it's the best browser. So if you're not using Firefox, you should get on Google and go use it. It's the best web browser.
I think it's very good. I think some of the features on Firefox are particularly good.
Yeah. We won't explain them. They're a little bit in detail.
Okay.
But good. Go.
Good. Okay. Okay. The next thing we talk about is an antivirus software. And so what you should have, if you don't want computer viruses or bad things or bugs on your computer, you should have some kind of software or antivirus software on your computer.
It won't let you get the virus.
Right. Actually, one thing I just want to bring up quickly is the difference between software and hardware.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that everyone knows this when we're talking about computers. Software are the programs. They can be games or Windows. Microsoft Windows is a kind of software. It's just a program on your computer. But the hardware is the physical piece. You can see it.
Yeah, like, if you can touch it, basically, and pick it up, it's hardware.
Right.
And if it just goes on your computer and you take it out and you still have it, that's the software.
Right.
Basically.
Okay, just quick points. Okay, the next thing, good move, we say.
Okay, this is that sarcasm again that we've talked about. It's a kind of humor.
Right, so Andrew here, he got a virus on his computer, and I say good move.
I said I've been too lazy to update it.
Oh, sorry.
And then Ad says good move. So he's laughing at me, right? I'm an idiot because I got a computer virus out of my laziness. And Ad says, oh, that was smart, basically.
Yeah, good move. Well done, I'm saying. Good job.
Of course, it's a bad job, right?
Right.
But so he's saying, good one, stupid.
Right.
Good move.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, or you could say this to somebody if they lock the house and then they realize, and they shut the door and they realize, oh, wait, I brought the wrong key. So they've just locked themselves out of the house, and you say, oh, good move.
Another popular one, we sometimes say smooth move.
Yeah, smooth move. Very nice.
Good. Okay, the next thing, picks. Okay. He thought he was getting some vacation picks.
Yeah, 2 points here. Picks is just a short form for the word pictures. Mm-hmm. We sometimes say picks instead of pictures. On MSN, if you use MSN Messenger to talk to your friends, be careful. I'm sure you probably know this. You know, if someone you don't know sends you a file randomly to open it, don't open it. Could be a virus. I've done it. Not smart.
Right, especially when you don't know. If they say they have vacation pics and you know your friend hasn't gone on vacation, chances are, could be a virus.
Exactly. Addy then says, I can't believe you fell for that.
Right, so fell for that. Falling for something.
Right. Someone tries to trick you, and if you let them trick you, you fell for their trick.
Right, or you've fallen for, yeah, what they wanted you to do.
So, you know, the MSN, the virus says, oh, do you want to open these vacation pics? And I said, yes, like an idiot. And I fell for it. And Ad says, I can't believe you fell for that one. That's an old one, right? Mm-hmm. That's pathetic. That's dumb.
Right. Sometimes we also say that's the oldest trick in the book. It just means that everyone knows this. You're very surprised that the person does not know this.
Yeah. I can't believe you are, you know, where have you been for all these years not knowing about this trick?
Right. Are you an alien or something like this?
Exactly. Very good. And then another piece of sarcasm here with our Western sense of humor. He says, have fun reformatting your computer. What is reformatting your computer?
Well, in Windows, normally you have your computer running with the software Microsoft Windows on it. But if you have to reformat it, that means you have to take the software off and clean it.
So you delete all of your files, all of the information, and have to start all over again if you have to reformat your computer. It's not fun. Sometimes you have to do it, but Ad says, oh, have fun. Like, haha, I'm laughing at you. Have fun doing that. Right. It's not fun, but he's just laughing at me.
Another time you might say have fun doing something. If I have, you know, something really fun to do, but my brother has to stay in and do homework or do work or something like this, I say, oh, have fun, you know, doing your income tax or something like this.
Have fun doing your homework.
While I'm out, you know, partying and having a great time.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the bar and party. You stay home. Yeah, have fun with your cold.
Yeah. Have fun in bed all day, not talking to anyone.
Yeah. We're not usually that mean.
But we know we're joking.
Yeah, we're
friends.
Joking.
It's still a joke. Okay, so the last thing we say, a nice try.
Yeah, so I'm asking Ad, I'm saying, hey, Addy, can you reformat my computer for me? And I would definitely do that. I always ask God to do that.
Well, the only thing is, at one point, I would have to do it because you just couldn't do it. That's the difference.
That's the problem.
Right.
But Ad says, nice try.
Right. I don't think it was a nice try for him asking.
He's laughing at me. He's being sarcastic again. He says, you know, I'm not going to fall for your trick. No, I'm not. No, nice try. You do it yourself, is what he means.
Well, bad try, and I'll see you. Have a good time.
Yeah, have fun reformatting, and no, I won't do it for you. Nice try.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of good stuff here.
Lesson learned, I think, I hope. If you get a virus, don't do it again.
No viruses.
But you know what? Sometimes I really like clicking on those vacation pics because they might be good pics.
It's always fun to see your friends at the beach. Anyway, until next time, and by the way, thank you everyone for your comments and being a part of the community here at China232.com. Go on the website, add anything else?
Well, I'll just say what it is one more time. www.China232.com. Okay, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll take care. We'll talk to you soon.